This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A major winter storm is tracking from the plains to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions are likely in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Frank Pereira with the National Weather Service.
This has the potential to bring some significant snows to parts of even Southern California that don't typically see snow.
An Orlando television reporter was among the dead and a 9-year-old child in a shooting spree in Florida that killed three on Wednesday. Police are reporting 19-year-old Keith Moses has been arrested and charged with murder in connection. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide from this morning. On Harrington Street, a woman and her 9-year-old girl were also shot inside of a home. It is unclear why the suspect entered that home.
Rescuers are digging through tons of earth and rubble for 48 people missing after a landslide buried an open-pit coal mine in northern China today. Conditions in the area remain dangerous, and the search had to be suspended for several hours after a second landslide in Mongolia's Alxa League. Stocks are gaining momentum this morning after a Fed memo yesterday indicated most favor a smaller rate increase in the middle of March. The crescent moon is going to have some company tonight up in the sky. Just after sunset, the moon lines up with two of the brightest planets in the night sky, Venus and Jupiter. No special equipment is required to see the cosmic objects, as they are bright enough to see without a telescope or binoculars. Week 2 of the XFL Football League starts tonight. The St. Louis Battlehawks play at the Seattle Sea Dragons. Kickoff is at 9 p.m. Eastern on the FX channel. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Former President Trump made a trip to East Palestine, Ohio yesterday, the site of this month's toxic train derailment.
While in the eastern Ohio town, the former president spoke with some of the residents who were affected by the train derailment.
We pray for you and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve.
During his visit, Trump also called out the Biden administration's handling of the crash.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
Trump said residents need answers and results, and Norfolk Southern needs to fulfill its obligations to the community. I'm John Schaefer.
A Texas man who posted death threats against Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez after January 6th, was sentenced to 38 months in prison. 36-year-old Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, has been detained and in custody since January of 2021. The top choice of what Twitter users are giving up for yesterday's Lent is Twitter.
The website OpenBible.info reviewed nearly 9,000 tweets this week and reported 439 of them were about giving up Twitter. Alcohol finished second with 352 tweets, followed closely by social networking with 329. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also, she's the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Now, do you get a parking space with that when you're that up at the Nevada Globe?
In my garage.
next to all those confidential documents that are highly classified?
Right, exactly, except I don't own a Corvette.
Okay, well, maybe in your future, but you got a nice, very economical, gas-saving car that you scoot around with until you get electrical. What? Go ahead.
Yes, I figure if I can become a public servant, maybe then I can afford a $100,000 vet.
Well, of course. Well, why not? But it's going to have to be electric, though, by then, because, we're just holding off the Amish right now. The Amish are, they're setting up car lots with horses and carriages for us, because there's no way Joe Biden's going to deliver on all the electrical vehicles that he's forcing America to buy, right?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. I saw a really great exchange between Senator Kennedy out of Louisiana, and he's always one for some quips and some laughs. And he was basically cross-examining, if you will, questioning one climate scientist and one banker, I believe from Goldman Sachs. But he specifically asked them, he said, how much is going to carbon neutral by 2050, which I believe is the administration's goal?
Yeah, it started at 2030. Now it's 2050. Right. They keep moving the goalposts. That's what they do, right?
Right. And he says, so how much is that going to cost? And the climate scientist says, well, I have no idea. But, we're all in this together. And, we must do everything we can in order to, And he's like, well, that's fine, but how much is this going to cost? And he says, well, I have no idea. And so Kennedy says, well, don't you think you should have some sort of idea about how much this is going to cost to go carbon free? You obviously have studied this. So the banker pipes up, and the banker says, it's going to cost about $50 trillion. And so he goes, but that's dependent, to be carbon neutral, that's dependent on what China and India does. Oh, okay. So the senator says, so $50 trillion, okay, well, how many degrees are we going to decrease the Earth's temperature by spending $50 trillion? And of course, they all said, well, that depends on China and India, And that just really kind of illustrates the con, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, without a doubt.
It is an absolute, the climate con that we already know that China and India are the two largest polluters. We already know that in the Paris Climate Accord, they basically were contributing zero. So why are we supposed to spend $50 trillion if we're not all in this together?
Yeah, this isn't a collective thing. Yeah. Well, that we're all in it together is the globalist mantra. We're all in this together, and Megan, you're going to like it. You are going to like it. Trust me. I mean, this is like the Nancy Pelosi, you got to pass it to find out what's in it kind of, you know, theory or mantra that they try to throw on us and say, wait a minute, no, I don't buy into this. It doesn't even make sense to make the first step. And here we are. We've made many steps in that direction. Because the thing is, see, when you ask questions like that, good, smart, critical questions, they can't answer it. So their next ploy is to, with this con, is to put the WHO in charge. Because that is what Biden is doing now. He is signing America's sovereignty away to the communist-controlled WHO to handle, the first start, is to handle all future pandemic policies. And there's no remedy. This is legally binding what Joe Biden is going to do, and we're days away from him signing the paperwork. And it starts all with the pandemic because that's fresh. But, you know, the next move is going to be climate because that's going to be the next pandemic that they claim. And you're going to be forced to comport. And there's no discussion. 50. I mean, at that point, we'll be at no 100 trillion. It doesn't matter because it's what they say must be done.
Right. It's just the greatest fleece of the American taxpayer, and that's all this climate change is. Leave it to a Democrat to believe that taxing people will reduce the temperature of the Earth's temperature. You know, if they could tax sunshine in sunny states, they would. If they could tax rainfall in rainier or wetter states, they would. And actually, I think there is a tax on rainfall.
I was going to say California has found a way to tax sunshine because they believe the beagles there who know better, they know better than the citizens, say that, look at, you know, there must be a premium to live in California. So because California's weather and everything else is just so special that people will pay the cost. And so what's happening now is that you've got thousands of people leaving. I mean, it's just it's a mass migration and exodus leaving California because guess what, knuckleheads? They're not paying for it. They don't care. It's too costly.
Yeah, you know, I lived in California for, I think, 23 years, mm-hmm. and I watched the incremental degradation of the state as I lived there. And as I lived there, the incremental degradation was seemingly tied to the increase in taxes because they kept telling me, well, we need more money for XYZ. And every time I would look at XYZ, XYZ got worse. Whether it was the roads or education or what have you. Electricity, for example, rolling blackouts, infrastructure. You know, they always say they need money to fix X, and X never gets fixed.
Exactly.
And so you have, and that's exactly what this climate scam is about. They always say they need more money to fix the climate, but you can't fix the climate. And Democrats are fundamentally about control. And it really must get into under their skin that they can't simply control the weather.
Right. Well, but the deal is, you see, they've got everything else, though, under control, supposedly. Right now, I mean, they've got the White House. They've got the Senate. They continue to, you know, encumber us with a growing debt, $31 trillion and counting. And, you know, it's not exactly perfect, but, you know, compared to the Barack Obama years, it's definitely progressed. Merrily they go along, you know, quite progressively, I might say, because the fundamental transformation of America that Barack Obama had said days before his election, this is what the fundamental transformation of America looks like, doesn't it? Whether we're talking the energy sector, whether we're talking the border, whether we're talking about balloons over air, whether you talk about the WHO now being in charge, independent, outside, globalist, communist-controlled entity in control of our medical lives. Welcome to America.
Yeah,
Joe Biden's America.
It is the fundamental transformation, and when he said that, I jumped off my couch and called my dad. I remember specifically, and he said, "What does he want to fundamentally transform it to?" You know, when you say something like that, you don't love something. You don't meet a woman or a man, and when you get down on your knee and propose to your future bride, you don't say, "Babe, I love you, but I want to fundamentally transform you." No, you love something unconditional.
Doesn't that get you excited? That, you mean tell me, if I said that to you, that wouldn't just, you know, endear me all the more to you and just make your heart swell?
Well, I'd run the other way as fast as I've ever ran, but but I'm getting older, so I'm running slower these days.
Well, okay. I get that. We all are running slower, so maybe you know, the current speed just makes up for it all. Hey, we got to leave everybody with that thought for just a moment. We'll be back with more from Megan Barth. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You wouldn't want the Bill Martinez Show to go away. As an independent talk show, the Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling, and advertisers who have traditionally supported Bill Martinez have been compelled not to advertise. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this coming year? Your return on investment is a unique in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most from a Christian perspective. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into your thinking. What's your best tax-deductible gift to help Bill fight with you? $100, $200, a one-time tax-deductible gift of $1,200? Perhaps gift $100 a month over the next year. In essence, battling the forces hell-bent on transforming America into a socialist Marxist state. Your tax-deductible gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
We're back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. She is Megan Barth, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Also, she is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, what did you make of Leader McCarthy releasing all the footage to Tucker Carlson of January 6th, giving him full access. Because now, I mean, we've been told all along, oh, there's 14,000 hours of footage that we haven't seen. And Tucker's group comes back and says, you know, it's more like 44,000. So four times as much. Yeah, four times as much footage that they're delving through. But, you know, for me, frankly, I bothered me from a standpoint that why Tucker Carlson? Why not just put it out in the media and let everybody have a shot at this to look at it? Because you get, you know, with the vast amount of different eyes and counselors involved in looking at this, we're going to get different perspectives. And it's going to, I think, really, I think really seal up a narrative that's quite different than what, you know, the January 6th committee people would want us to believe.
Yeah, I think I understand, at least from my opinion anyway, is why he did release it to Tucker Carlson, and that's because it's the most watched show on cable news. And so you have to go where your audience is. And, you know, Tucker's done a great job, obviously due to his numbers, of not only reaching the masses of American people as well as internationally, but also, you know, he's exposed, you know, a lot of corruption and talked about issues that the mainstream media simply won't touch. You know, I think once he has his team delve into this footage and perhaps parse the footage into what is noteworthy, then, you know, the footage will be released to the, you know, other mainstream media. But why would you release it to anybody else in the media when a majority of the media simply cannot be trusted?
I get that part, but they expose themselves. Yeah, they expose themselves when they when they do that. And I agree. I think Tucker Carlson's done a great job. Also, the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times has done a brilliant job as well on this that I thought was even more comprehensive than what Tucker Carlson had done.
Sure, and I don't disagree with that. I subscribe to the Epoch Times, and I think that again, when you're looking at circulation and reach. Tucker Carlson has the greatest circulation.
No, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that point. I really do. I just, part of me would just say, look at, and eventually, yes, more people will look at it, and then we'll get, you know, kind of a slow drip release of, you know, new things that they find and new perspectives that call to question what, you know, Liz Cheney and others would want us to believe about what happened and what didn't happen on January the 6th.
Well, and even Nancy Pelosi's daughter admitted in, I believe, an interview that it wasn't an insurrection, that it literally was a setup. And I've said that from day one. I'm very curious, as the FBI continues their search for grandmas who are praying in front of abortion clinics and rounding up and spying on parents who have a problem with their school board and the curriculum in their respective school districts, it would be nice if the FBI perhaps just said, hey, we're really investigating the night before January 6th, so the early morning of January 6th, to find out the person who planted pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'm really curious to see if any of that footage is in relation to the Domestic Terrorist Act that occurred just hours prior to Donald Trump speaking at the Ellipse.
Well, it would seem that as much as the FBI seems to be up to their earlobes on this whole, what they would identify as a conspiracy, but what we're realizing more and more, those of us who have been called conspirators and were tinfoil hat wearers, we're proving more right than wrong. The facts have come in and are proving, whether we're talking about Hunter Biden, whether we're talking about Ukraine, the quid pro quo exercise between the Biden family and President Zelensky, the money that has been funneled in the name of the American people to the Ukrainians and somehow finds its way back into you know, the Democratic treasury to Democrat treasury to reelect Democrats. I mean, it just all seems suspicious.
Well, highly suspicious, but we have a compromised intelligence agency and intelligence agencies. that have been infected and politicized by, I would say, you know, Marxism to the extreme, where it, I don't know if you saw this, but I believe it was the head of the military put out a tweet, or one of the, I think it was the Department of, the of Defense, actually, put out a tweet that basically was talking about how diversity is our strength.
Right.
No, it's not our strength, actually. And they were showing a bunch of...
Megan, come on. You can't... are you going to tell me that diversity is going to stop a nuclear bomb? That when Putin launches on us, we're going to say, hey, you can't shoot us. We're diverse.
Right.
You know?
So what the Department of Defense is, they put out a tweet, and within that tweet, not only screaming about how diversity and inclusion is our strength, but a bunch of, you know, men and women in uniform sitting in a DEI class, which should be called a DEI class.
Yes, exactly.
Known for, diversity, inclusion, and equity, DEI, learning on how to use the proper pronoun. That is not the mission. Oh, and they, on top of that, they said it was their strategic objective.
Yes.
To teach and to coach DEI. No, the strategic objective, the only strategic objective of the military is to have able-bodied men and women defending our country from enemies foreign and domestic.
Exactly.
Period.
National security, military preparedness. What did the admiral say after the accident of, a naval ship running into another boat? What did he say? But that they were ill-prepared. They just didn't have enough time to do the training. What?
Well, they have plenty of time to do the training on pronouns.
Yes.
And so this to tweet out something like that, again, weakens our position on the world stage. Putin is laughing at us. Xi is laughing at us. Our enemies are laughing at us. And in the meantime, Putin just basically walked out of the START treaty. But no, sorry, I'm done with this nuclear treaty. I'm going back to building and collecting nukes, and China is right behind him, assisting him and helping him. And this is all under Joe Biden. We cannot any longer blame Trump. And if you recall, the Democrats were trying to impeach Trump based on the fact that they thought he was mentally incompetent and he could lead us to World War III. What the mental incompetence and the path to World War III is directly in the White House being led by Biden. And I don't really think he's leading the country. I think it's Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and others. But nonetheless, the figurehead of our country, our commander in chief, is the one that's mentally incompetent, no matter what his doctor says. It's apparent. He was just bumbling about how he wanted to put SKI on the end of his name when he was a senator in Delaware because he was around so many Polish people. I mean, this is the president of the United States.
Right. Yes, exactly. Now, it's absolutely endless. You know, you say that they want to blame, conservatives or Republicans. I want to blame the 80 million people that voted this guy into office. 80 million. I mean, hey, this is on you. You have destroyed America by putting this guy into office.
And I talked to one yesterday. And I guarantee you, if you talk to a Biden voter, they'll say, why did you vote for Biden? Because I hated Trump. That was it.
Yes.
It wasn't because he was competent. It wasn't because they thought he was going to do a great job. It was simply out of hate and spite for Trump. And who generated that hate and spite? The media.
Yeah, exactly. The media, complicit with the deep state. You know, and you can thank them for all the time and investment that you have put into social media, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, go on down the line. This is what they did. And it was one huge cabal and basically a silent coup that took place at the expense of everyday patriots and Americans in this country who love this country. And, and we hope, and we're invested in it. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, Megan Barth. Thank you, Megan.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA News Update. A major winter storm is tracking from the plains to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions are likely in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Accumulating sleet and ice is expected in the Great Lakes and Northeast. As a result, roughly 667,000 homes in southern Michigan are without power. An Orlando television reporter was among the dead and a 9-year-old child in a shooting spree in Florida that killed three on Wednesday. Police are reporting 19-year-old Keith Moses has been arrested and charged with murder in connection. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide from this morning. On Harrington Street, a woman and her 9-year-old girl were also shot.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got the former ninth, she was the ninth mayor of Troy, Michigan, experienced firsthand the power of Saul Alinsky's tactics to pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Janice Daniels is with us. Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm very well, thank you, and thank you for your invitation for me to be on your show.
Well, it's special to have you here. Sadly, we know what's going on. You know, for those who have not heard, I don't know how you could have missed it, but hearts are very heavy because of the recent shooting being reported there in Michigan, and I'm sure you relate to this in a very special way when, you know, things like this happen so tragically that happen, you know, whether it's our state or our community. It's heartbreaking, to say the least, isn't it?
It's terrible. In a university like Michigan State University, to have this happen is just heart-wrenching. Our poor children, look at what we're leaving to them. That's why it's so important that we take charge of this world and bring back the principles of liberty and rule of law and respect for the individual. You know, this collective madness that's going on in the world, it appears as though these people that are in control have no care for the individual, and that can be seen throughout history when you talk about Stalin and the millions of people that he killed, Mao. All of these communists don't have a moment's hesitation to kill millions of people, and we can't let that happen here in America. It's bad enough that they are targeting us in small groups like this.
Well, when you disrespect life at any level, it has a way of manifesting itself. I know that the the immediate knee-jerk reaction is, oh, well, let's talk about guns. Yeah, you know, but no, I think we've got to your point, we have to take charge of the narrative to where we're looking at the real source and root of the problem. And that would be us as a culture. Why are we embracing death? Why is death a higher calling than life? And then we wonder why, when death is manifested and demonstrates itself, whether it's a shooting on a university campus, as iconic as Michigan is, any other. Any other murder and just a horrendous deal. And we sit there and nobody wants to pause and look at the culture and say how we've embraced death. I mean, Mother Teresa says, look, if you can't respect life at any level, then it will. And I'm paraphrasing her and taking some really broad liberty here. But essentially, she's saying that then death will give rise to death and murder and crime. And so it naturally flows, doesn't it?
And we see it happening. We have a 24/7 news cycle of propaganda, fear-mongering, death. I have long thought, they keep reporting the number of people that die every day. Why don't they report the number of people that are born every day? I would rather talk about life than death. God has given us such a great gift called life. I don't think he wants us to focus on death. And quite frankly, as C.S. Lewis said, we are actually in enemy-occupied territory. The world is being dominated by the enemy. But we all know that God wins in the end, and God just wants us to stay in the battle with him, and that's what we're doing, you and I, Bill, and the millions of other people who don't have a stake in this narrative that has been built by the collage swaths of the world.
And this is it. And this is the big trade-off that with Klaus Schwab and the globalists want. I mean, they are like Satan. They keep raising their head. They want to raise their head above God, which is, wow. You know, we sit here, and you and I and others, people of faith, going, you don't know what you don't know. And, as God is up, up above it all, laughing at their plans, because it is a total joke, the things that they try to impose on the people. But you're exactly right. This is why people who have faith have got to keep standing and know what it is that they stand for. So having done all to stand, you keep standing, right?
That's right. And in addition to standing, we have to be bold in our proclamation. You know, I love the chapter 33 example in Ezekiel, where we basically, I believe, are the watch people on the wall. Mm-hmm. We're looking back at the sea, and we're saying the enemy is coming. And God says, if we don't warn the people, the blood is going to be on our hands. But if we warn the people and the people don't listen, the blood is on their hands. I don't want to see blood on anybody's hands. I don't want to see any more innocent blood shed. But I want to see glory. I want to see liberty for all people.
Yes, exactly. And, and this is God's ultimate plan. I mean, again, we know how it ends. But meanwhile, we're here at this appointed time, and it's our responsibility as watchmen on the wall to do what we can, to pray.
Absolutely.
To pray and join with the Holy Spirit, because just as in Genesis, as the Spirit of God is hovering over the chaos right now, the Spirit of God is hovering. And we can choose to be part of that hovering experience and join together in prayer against the madness and against the demonstration and the out and out exposition of satanic worship that we're seeing, whether it happens to be in a Grammy event, things that are happening every day in the culture. It is just it's becoming more and more obvious and very bold on their part, to your point. So if they're going to be bold, you know what? We can't be bold, and we're representing, Almighty God himself? I mean, what are we thinking here, right?
Well, I'll tell you, John Anthony has a wonderful website called The Sustainable Freedom, and he wrote a really good article about America's future and a case for optimism. In it, he says that all of the tools of technology that are being used by the communists are also in the hands of liberty lovers, of freedom fighters. And he said that these groups that we have, like the John Birch Society, I am a member of the John Birch Society, and he lists a whole bunch of other groups, and we're all networking into homes around the nation, he says, and we simply have to tell the truth. The most important thing that we can do is to tell the truth and keep the truth alive.
That's right. Exactly. And this is what is an anathema to these lever pullers of this global expression, you know, that they're moving in a direction. It's like, when has there ever been a demonstration of anything that they're proposing that has been positive for mankind? If anything, it has been a disaster. But all that's being hidden, it's all sleight of hand stuff, it's all fear mongering and everything. I mean, people like Al Gore shouldn't have any standing whatsoever. For all his predictions and all the fear mongering he's done it to his own personal aggrandizement and profit. He's made a ton of money at the expense of the people's fears. And
that's
so.
That's exactly right. He's a laughing stock, though, but this guy, Klaus Schwab, he's an evil genius. He truly is a classic evil genius. And I can see why. You know, he was born in 1938 in Germany. Now, what was going on in Germany in 1938? Well, it was under the dictatorship of Adolf Hitler. And Klaus Schwab's father, Eugen, was a managing director of an engineering company. They have a deep background in engineering, but they used prisoners of war and forced laborers. We sometimes call them slaves. And there's a Newsweek article that, of course, is trying to soften this kind of information. I wish they would use the same softening techniques when they talk about conservatives. But they say, well, it's not clear whether the company was forced to use slaves by the Nazis or because of a lack of workers. A lack of workers? Are you kidding me? Why was there a lack of workers? Maybe it was because they were exterminating people?
Exactly.
Excuse me. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've killed off an entire generation labor force just in abortion alone. And
absolutely.
So it's interesting that the same words are being echoed in the 21st century America, huh?
Isn't
pretty crazy.
That something? History repeats itself, and we're going to bring liberty to the forefront, you and I and people like
amen.
Us. Amen, I say to that.
Janice Daniels, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to having you back. Have a great day. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Guys, are you getting up multiple times a night to use the bathroom? As we get older, so do our prostates, and that can mean urinary problems that affect our sleep and quality of life. Life is better outside the bathroom. Real Health's Prostate Complete can help you relieve those annoying and painful prostate symptoms. Available at Walmart or visit realhealth.com for more information and to order yours today. Try it risk-free with our 120-day money-back guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's an honor and pleasure to have Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, here to talk about, we're going to talk Jesus Revolution. Also, we get to talk about, finally, unembargoed, the Movie Guide Awards Annual Gala. So, Dr. Ted, welcome to the show. As always, good to have you with us.
Yeah, it's great to be with you. And it's two great, spirit-filled, wonderful projects that are absolutely wonderful. In fact, I'm very grateful for the gala that people were just moved, and so many people, stars, came up and talked about Jesus, and so many studios bought tables. And I think the when you watch it on Sunday night on Up TV, you're going to be shocked. And with the number of people in Hollywood, because everybody looks at Hollywood as being down, miserable and anti-Christian.
And R-rated.
They had Lord of the Rings, you know, talking. He's just talking like he loves Jesus, head of Universal DreamWorks, the director of Puss in Boots, talking about faith, and just an incredible group of people talking about faith and love. And afterwards, Lori Loughlin came up to me. I hope I didn't say this to you last week, but she, you know, she'd been in prison for that school scandal.
Right.
And and she looked radiant and wonderful. And I said, listen, Lori, God says he forgives you as far as the east is from the west, and that's a long way. And then he also says that he forgets. And if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, which she has, you know, this is, you don't have to put this behind you. And if the negative nabobs, because even the show with some of the press was there, you know, Fox News was there, and they're always very good, but a lot of the news media and the Sun from England and, you know, big newspapers from around the world, and some of them are a little snarky, especially, why did they invite Lori? And I'm happy we invited her because she's now on Up TV with her program, and I'm happy the producer is a friend, and it's just produced a lot of positive programs, and so we see more good stuff. I know
exactly. And Ted, you know, for her, you know, for Lori, you know, having gone through this experience, she understands in a different way, in a wholly different way she didn't know before,
of how much God loves her. Can you imagine? I mean, I would love to talk to her about that, because that, if she'd be open to do that, because that is so personal. When you come to that realization that in the midst of, you know, in the midst of sin, in the midst of a willful mistake, an error, that God says, you know what, Lori, you're still my gal. I still love you. Nothing's changed, right?
That's right. And, you know, as some people said to me, all of us would do anything for our children, but that's going crossy. Listen, teachers are destroying children every day. So what she did was no worse than what's happened in Virginia. They didn't tell the students who won merit scholarships that they had scholarships and it's money. Mm-hmm. They stole money from them. The teachers and the whole school system did it because it's a... you know, I don't want to blame the Democrats, but that's what it is. They thought that nobody should be better than anybody else. So by not telling the students, they went off to try to go to college, and they didn't know they had a merit scholarship. They didn't know that they were, you know, that they could go to college. They didn't know a lot of things. And, you know, some woman from the school system said, we want to have more color. Well, I think the 80% of the school says, well, this is not anything to do with our gala. 80% is Asian and Latino and everything else. So I don't know what she wants more of.
Right. The problem is when you manufacture this stuff, and it's kind of like what you're pointing out here, whether it's Virginia, whether we're talking about what's going on in Austin, is that it's a little bit of leaven. You know, you get a little bit of corruption, and it spreads. It's indicative of where the educational system is right now. But is there going to be leadership brave enough to reconcile our educational quadrant and bring it in line with godly principles? That's what we're eager to see. And with what we're seeing in Kentucky right now with these young kids crying out and responding to the move of the Holy Spirit, Ted, all this stuff, I mean, the gala that you're just doing, we're going to talk about the Jesus Revolution in just a moment. Interesting that for a time such as this, God has an appointed time, you know, for all this to come about. And I'm excited. I am really excited to see what's going on and how this move of the Holy Spirit continues, not only here in America, but around the world.
Well, for what's happening in Hollywood, for everybody out there, go and watch on Up TV.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about how to get it on Up TV, go to, you know, email us at info@movieguide.org. But Up TV is big. It's the second biggest after Hallmark. Mm-hmm. And they loved it, and the head of Up TV said, we want to do this every year, and then another network said, we want it, and the one of the top people at Warner Brothers said, we want it. So you're seeing a sea change. You may not see it in the press because they don't reflect this, but actually we got a lot of press for it.
Wow. Well, congratulations to you and the team. I know it's taken a lot of hard work, and this is a manifestation of decades of effort that you have poured into Hollywood, into people, into the entertainment industry. God bless you for doing this, Ted.
Some year you're going to be there if we continue to do it.
Well, I hope so. I mean, hey, look, I'll buy a seat. I'd love to be there.
Or no, if you need... I'll put you on the red carpet to be part of the press.
Hey, I'd love to be there.
I've invited you every year, so, you know, here you are.
Well, I must have missed my invitation for this year, but okay. All right, next year you're on. I will be there, God willing.
It's verbal.
Okay, so, you got it. All right, okay. Well, I'll take you up on it. Hey, let's talk about this incredible story of the Jesus Revolution that took place in California, where I was born and raised. I was in and around, you know, Chuck Smith, Calvary, saw what was going on, thought it was quite interesting that here in Haight-Ashbury, what was going on with the, you know, the Vietnam War and this parallel track that was taking place, this free love environment, sex, drugs, rock and roll, Timothy Leary, LSD. And then you have the rise of the Jesus movement that, you know, paralleled the same period of time. And this movie, the team, you know, Kevin Downs and the team have just done an outstanding job in bringing us and reminding us of this special memory of the Jesus Revolution, right?
Well, you know, every one of the people involved, mm-hmm. Devon Franklin right. is a great filmmaker. All of them are great. And he was the head of a division of Columbia Pictures. Mm-hmm. They had a great team. I'd say the Irwin brothers, who I love dearly, they mm-hmm. are so great. They communicate with us all the time. They made probably the best movie in terms of structure that they've ever made. This is really an incredible structure, a lot of jeopardy. And that's hard when you've got an autobiographical story, because it's really the story of Greg Laurie and what he went through growing up poor, and his mother, you know, just going from man to man, and everybody left her, and being, you know, living in a broken down trailer on the beach. And then, you know, he was part of that whole movement and became one of the leaders in mm-hmm. Christendom.
Yes.
And so the story is a powerful love story between him and this very wealthy girl, and the father is so hard on him, which makes the story powerful. It's not just the story of the Jesus Revolution, because movies are motivated by individuals and what happens to them. And it's a miracle. Miracle what happens to everybody. If you know, and you probably know this, that every 50 years we seem to have a revival. So we're around the 50-year mark. It's never exact, but we're around the Ashbury. And the first start of the Jesus Revolution, in part, was Ashbury. There was a revival there. Then the revival broke out on the West Coast. And it's really amazing that God is working again in ways that we won't even know. I know you know this, but there's revival in the Philippines now, and thousands of people are asking to be baptized in the Philippines, which is largely, as you know, a Catholic country, which is amazing, because older people don't get baptized usually. So you've got revival in Texas A&M. They've had a start of a revival where kids are praying, you know, around the clock, and it's getting bigger and bigger. Texas A&M, it's a secular school.
Well, and the thing is, it's these Gen Zers, these young kids. I mean, are we talking about what the prophet Joel said, that there would be that time where the hearts of the father would be towards the kids and the hearts of the kids to the father?
Absolutely. I think we're just at the fullness of a wonderful moment in time, and I love seeing this. And I think the Jesus Revolution, the movie, is going to set out more revival. I got to put a caution here. You said it at one point about the drugs and everything. I was into the drugs. Everybody's got a propensity. I didn't get saved until the end of that whole revival of 1975. And before that, I did a lot of nefarious activity, a lot of drugs, a lot of hard drugs, which I won't talk about. So there are people that are going to watch this and are going to be turned on by the communal living. They're going to be turned on by the drugs. Some will even be turned on by the drinking. And so really this is for older audience, older children, teenagers and up, and parents. It's not for little children. I hate to tell you that.
Right.
They made a very realistic movie. It reminds me of exactly what happened. And the scene where one of the girls takes pills and almost dies is so vivid, because one of my friends died and another friend lost his brain, and it was such a vivid scene.
Exactly. It was not, for me, it was reminiscent of the movie. Remember Valley of the Dolls? I had a flashback on that. Yeah, exactly. Well, Ted, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time. God bless you. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. And again, remind everybody, if they want to see the special gala award, it's on Up TV, right?
Up TV, 9 p.m. on Sunday, Eastern.
Dr. Ted, God bless you. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.